Among the Karawari people of New Guinea, crocodile images like this one were deeply sacred sculptures. As curator Eric Chelgren describes, they played a central part in male initiation rites.
When young boys were being initiated into manhood, a group of men would actually lift up the crocodile effigy inside the men's ceremonial house where the boys had been secluded for initiation. And then they would insert bamboo flutes into the holes in the side of the effigy and blow into them, and the body of the crocodile, which is hollow, actually served as a resonating chamber for the sound of these flutes.
The women gathered outside heard the sound and were told that a supernatural crocodile was devouring their sons and would later spit them out, transformed into men. In the past, crocodile images were also used in preparation for warfare. Warriors would briefly carry the carving in the direction of the village they planned to raid. Placing the crocodile on the ground, they listened for a series of tapping sounds, which indicated the number of enemies that would be killed. The heads of the slain enemies were later placed in the crocodile's mouth.